The more weiter. V'tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oymer. Tinik ben Yoymer Chai. If a tinik that's one day old, ain sorach l'shoymroi min hachuda. You should know you don't have to watch him from the weasels or min akvorma from the mices. Avol oig melech haboshin mace, but even the big giant oig melech haboshin, once he's mace, sorach l'shoymroi min hachuda min akvorma. Is you have to watch a mace from the weasels and from the mice. What's the pshat? Shenema, because the Pasuk says, Umarachem v'chitchem yiyah. Abisha gave a bracha that the animals will be afraid of the people, of a person. So Vidashin calls the man Shodim Chai. Calls the man, a person is alive, is a mosai metelet ala brias. That the brias means that the behemoths are afraid of you. Abakivin shemace, once a person is mace, botle mosai, botle is bracha, and the animals are not afraid of you anymore. Therefore, even a weasel and a mouse would run after Oig Melech Haboshin. Rashlan, the pshat is, the pasuk says, v'chitchem, means loshen chiyuschem. His calls the man, you're alive, then you have this bracha. Tomorrow, Amara Papa, neketinon, ari, ave, trele, nofel. A lion will not attack two people. Rashi says, ari, ave, trele, nofel, lahorgon, kedichsev, amarachem, tre, it's mashmetu, uksev, akol, chayes, oritz, piafilu, ari. It's even a lion will be afraid of a person, and he won't attack two people. We see that a lion does attack two people, does kill two people also. So what's pshat? And the Gemara, who could Rami Baraba? That goes according to Rami Baraba. The Wati Omar Rami Baraba. Rami Baraba says, "Ein chaya sherletes biodom at shenid maloi kebema." A chaya, a wild animal, does not attack a person unless the wild person acts and is doing matu behema. In other words, if you do Averis, that you're doima to a behemoth, then a behemoth will be shalot on you. But calls a man, you have a neshama, and you watch it, you do mitzvahs, then a behemoth is afraid of you. Shenema, the Pasuk says until him, Odom bikar ba'yolin nimsho ke behemoth nidmu, that a person could also become doima, could be appeared to a behemoth. In other words, if you do maise behemoth, you do averis, you also become doima to a behemoth. The male and animal then won't be afraid of you, and he'll attack you. So that's the reason why sometimes we see that a lion does attack two people. The pshat is those two people are also doima to behemoths. Shrashi nimshel means mi shechaya moishel is boy. If you see an animal, a wild animal attacks you, if you do a shecha behemoth nidma, it's a raya that to the lion you look like a behemoth also. That's why he attacked you. But if you'd be a chosh of a person, he won't attack you. Right. Oma Rebbe Chanina. Also, Lishon Bebayis Yechidi. You're not allowed to sleep in a house alone. Bebayis Yechidi. V'chol Hayoshin Bebayis Yechidi. Whoever sleeps in the house alone. Ochzos Alelus. Alelus is a shade. The shade of the night could attack you. It's a little sakona. And the Miri is Mazba. The Pshat is you shouldn't sleep yourself. He says, V'chein V'chol Shu Mevi Yatzmul Dei Nesoyin Shapachet. You should never put yourself in a matzah where you're going to be afraid. The hakel of teva depends upon the teva of a person, but he says luyitzu you have to sleep alone. Luyitzu you put yourself into a matzav of a pachad. Avad the pshat is you're supposed to be b'teich in the kodesh baruch hu. That'll save you. The yisasek b'teich liba b'divrei Torah and learn a little bit Torah. Like the Gemara Bracha says, kol akira shmal mitosai kilu oichas cher pefiyos biyodish. Never rami mois kel begroinim. So if you have no eitzas in a bad, you have to be samech and saying kriyish mashalamita, that will be matzo you from all the mazikim, nothing bad will happen to you. Weiter, some people want to say, I think if you have a light on in the house, it's also a little bit better. Weiter, v'tanya Reb Shimon ben Elazar Weimer, asei ad sha'ata moitze. Asei means you should do tzedakah, Rashi learns, do the mitzvah tzedakah. Ad sha'ata moitze means calls the man, you're going to find aniyim. It's called the money. You have people around that need the money. Go and give it to them. And you have money. In other words, now it's a time when you have money and other people don't have money. So chap around and do the mitzvah tzedakah. And also you're still alive right now. So you have money right now. You can do what you want with it. You might as well go and do mitzvah tzedakah with it. Well, you can still do mitzvahs, go and do mitzvahs. Don't wait till Rachmanis after the Misa when you can't do mitzvahs anymore. V'yav Shloime Omer B'choch Mosai. Who had in Shloime Melech said? The Pasuk says, Uzachor es barech b'yimei b'chorasecha. Remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're still young. Ad shelo yavoyo yimei haro. Before comes the bad days. Elu yimei hazikna. What does it mean? The bad days when you become old, you become mezokin. It's hard for you to do then. V'hegiya shonim asher toimar ein li b'em chayfetz. Or come a time when you'll say you don't want it to come. Ein li b'em chayfetz. I have no will for this time to come. What does that mean? Elu yimei hamashiach. Yimei hamashiach, when Mashiach will come, like if people say, you're better off if it didn't come. I don't have chayfas in this time. We'll soon see what the hezbrit, the chuf hakev. You're supposed to wait for Mashiach to come and want Mashiach to come. We'll soon see what it means. But it says now, Achatemer, ain't li behem chayfas, I have no chayfas in this time. Able you may have Mashiach. Why? Shein behem loischus for loichayfa. Because when you become the Moshe Mashiach, you won't have any opportunity to do schusim or to do chayfas. So Rashi learns pshat, loischus, Rashi, loi dovel lischus boy. You won't be able to do any tzedakah then. When Mashiach comes, she'akulam ashirim, because everybody will be in Osher then. So Mela, there won't be the opportunity to give tzedakah. So Mela, Shlomo said, chapa right now and give tzedakah now while you still can before Mashiach comes. For loy chayvus Rashi, lam it's label likpas yod. You won't be able to do bad either, because nobody's going to ask you for tzedakah. You won't be able to be bad and hold back your hand and make your heart strong, because nobody's going to ask you. What Mepharshim learned, the pshat is that Yemaisa Mashiach, the Viyas Galas of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, will be bottled the Yetzirah. Everybody will see Kloa, Kashem, Ola, Kim. You won't have the Yetzirah. So, Mele, everybody will do mitzvahs. There won't be a Chayv and a Schus means we're not going to get Schar for doing mitzvahs then. Hez Bizmana, then now we have the Yetzirah. So, Mele, we have a Bechira to do Taiva Duran. If we do Taiva, we get Schar for it. Mashenkin, Yemaisa Mashiach, there'll be no Yetzirah. So, Mele, there won't be any Schar for doing the mitzvahs. Everybody will do mitzvahs. There won't be any Yetzirah, so you won't get Schar. Melech Shloim Melech says, chapa right now and do mitzvahs now. When you still get schaf for it, rather when it comes to zman, asher ain't chayfetz v'em, you're not going to want that zman, because then you won't be able to be zoich in schar, so chapa right now, do mitzvahs now before Mashiach comes. But me'idach gisa, avad, everybody is supposed to mitzapa Yeshua, is supposed to wait for Mashiach to come, is the pshat, because when Mashiach comes, there'll be a tremendous esgalus of Hashem. Everybody will be makel klo who Hashem is, and it'll be an esgalus to the whole world. So we're supposed to feel and want and hope for our Kodesh Baruch Hu's sake that Mashiach will come. Everybody should be makel klo who our Kodesh Baruch Hu is. But I call upon him now, before the Mashiach, we're supposed to chap rein and do the mitzvahs as much as we could. And like you said before, call the man you're alive to do the mitzvahs. Much of the famous act, they say when the Gro, when the Vilna Gaon, right before he was Nifter, he said all his last words was like how good this world is, that for little money, you can invest and do mitzvahs and get so much char. In other words, how much does it cost to buy a pair of tzitzis? To buy a mitzvah? That mitzvah you do, and you do the mitzvah good, how much char you get for that mitzvah, for the little money you put into it, it's no sushtel, it's such a good world. You could do so many mitzvahs here and get such char from this world, that's the way he left the world. In other words, you have to chaparayim. You may be chasecha when you're still young and you have the courage to do mitzvahs, chaparayim and do them, and this char will get lost lovely. So the Gemara quote from this man the Yomer though will plead to Shmuel. This man the Yomer says that Yemei Samashiach, there won't be any poor people, there won't be any mitzvah tzedakah anymore. He dings a chan Shmuel. The Yomer Shmuel, because Shmuel says always, Ein ben oilam hazel Yemei Samashiach. There's going to be no difference between this world, the way we live now, and the way Yemei Samashiach will be, El Shibud Malchus Bavad. Will only be that Yemei Samashiach, all the goyim will be makir Hashem. There won't be any more Shibud Malchus. The goyim won't bother us. They'll leave the Yidden alone. But achutz from that, we'll have the same type of a life like we have now. In other words, there'll be poor people then also. So there'll also be the mitzvah tzedakah and vice a yetzara then also. So now Mother Pasuk says, "Kilo yechtal evyoin mekev eretz." There'll never be a time that it will end. Evyoin means a poor person in this land. In other words, kol zman the world exists, there'll always be poor people. And Tanya Reb Lezer Kaper Weimer. Li'olam yevakish odem rachamim. A person should always daven and ask rachmonos from Hashem. Al midezu. That what? That you should not become poor. Should daven to Hashem that you should not become poor. Like Rashi says, Al midezu. Shlo yovenu de'anias. You should not become poor. The dover ha'mezumenu. Because it's very probable to come. Lovoy. Oy olov, oy al benoy, oy al ben benoy. If not on you, on your son. If not on your son, your grandson. But it's very korah, very easy for it to come. We'll soon see. Shimhu loy bov, it doesn't come on you, bov benoy, or come on your son. Vim benoy loy bov, it doesn't come on your son, that tomorrow, ben benoy bov, or come on your grandson. Shinem mother posik says, right before this posik of, of Kilo Yechtel Evyu Mikarev Oretz, the Pasuk says, Ki Biglal Hadavra Zeh, because of this thing. We dash in Tonan Dever Yabi Shmuel, Galgal Hu Shachoyze. It's like a wheel that goes around and around. That means that the Midas of Anova is in us. And it is not by us or being our children or grandchildren. But it's a Galgal HaChoyze, there has to be somebody poor in the Mishpacha. Omer Reb Yosef, Neketinan, Hai Tzuvar Mirabonin, a young Talmud Chochem, Loi Miyan, he won't become poor. So the Gemara Ivo called Chazinu de Me'ayno, we see a lot of Tzurma Midrabonin that are poor, and the Gemara Yemisa de Me'ayno, Ahadur Yapischol Emahadu. He won't be that poor that will have to run around to collect to be a beggar. The Mashor's Mazda of Shat is, if you are a chosh of a person, Havada, there will be people coming to you to give you tzedakah. You won't have to go around looking for the tzedakah. Vaita Omale Rebbe Chila Vesua. Rebbe Chia told his wife, when a poor person comes to the door to ask us for food or for some money, agdimo le rifter, run fast and give him a piece of bread. Why? That when our children will become poor and they'll go around asking for bread, people will run fast to give them bread. Is omrule, so she said back to Rav Chi, his wife, melech kolaitis lu, are you giving us a klol? Like you're saying our children should be poor, that they should also have to, that they will get bread when they ask for it. Omalo, he answered back, Kruokok siv, it's not my klola, the Pasuk says like that. It says in the Pasuk, Ki biglal hadover azir, v'tona dever yabi shmuel, galgalu shachoy zabaylov, it's a galgal, it's like a wheel that goes around in the world, that in mishpacha will eventually be, someone will be poor. Tanya Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yoimir, v'nosam l'chor rachamim, v'richamecha v'yabecha. What are we dashing from this? Kol hamarachim ala briyas. Somebody that has rachmonas on other people, does stalker, does type to other people, is Danim Lekavzchus, is Merachnim Olav Minashmayim. That's a Midah Keneged Midah. If you are good to other people, the Eibishter will be good back to you, will have Rachmonas back to you. The Chol She'ein Merachim Alabriyas, but somebody does not have Rachmonas on other people, does not act nice to them, does not give them stalker, is a Merachnim Olav Minashmayim. Minashmayim, they will not do good back to him. They will not be Merachim Amin. Right, the Pasuk says, now we're dashing again the Pasuk in Kehelis. Pasuk says, Ad asher lo isechshach ha-shemesh v'yor. It's before the time comes when it'll be dark, from the sun and the light will go away. Now this Pasuk again is going after what we dashing before, that Tzachor es berecha b'mebuch resecho, that Shlomo is saying, Chaparayim, do mitzvahs now when you're young, before you become old, Ad asher lo yavoy you may haro, before comes the bad days, there come times when you don't want to have any chepitz for it. And now the Pasuk says, Ad asher lo isechshach ha-shemesh v'yor v'hayireach v'hakakovim. So with Ashni, before it comes dark, the shemesh and or, zu padachas v'yachoytim. That's the forehead of a person is metzach, and his choytim is nose. That these are the things when you're alive, shines very much. So when you come old, about to die, it'll stop the shining of it. V'hayireach zeh neshama. That's before your neshama leaves you. That's your cheeks. The shovel, the Pasuk says, Ha'ovim Acher Hagoshim, and the clouds will come back after the rain. That means Acher Hageshim Zu More Naim Shalodim. That means the eyesight of a person. As after you cry a lot, the tears come down, you lose like your eyesight. Shoholach Acher Bechi goes away after crying. And Omar Shmuel, Hai Demosa, crying tears. Until you're 40 years old, hodra, even though when you cry it takes away from your eyesight, but you'll get better, you'll heal up, you'll be able to see just as good. Mikan vielach, once you're 40 years old and older, loy hodra, then if you cry, it like takes away a little bit of the eyesight, it won't become better anymore. V'yom Rav Nachman, hai kuchla, yishno kuchla is like eye medicine, eye safe you put in your eyes. Ad avoyim shono meravach. When you're under 40 years old, if you have a little eye, you lose your eyesight a little bit, you put in the seif, it'll heal you up, you'll become better again. Mikan v'yelech, once you become 40 years old, afilo malaya, even if you'll fill up a lot of seif, and ki avisna digadoi, you're going to use a stick to put the seif in your eyes with a big thick stick, like the stick that the weavers use, is ukume mukim. They say if this medicine will only help your eyes, it won't get worse. Once you're over 40, it's not going to heal up, it won't get your eyesight back again to be perfect. So the Gemara, Maika Mashmon, like, what are you telling me now, this mushroom of using a thick stick to put the seif on your head, on your eyes, the thick stick like weaver stick? It's telling us the kama the olim, the thicker the stick is, mikuchla tzfeimali. It's the thicker the stick is used to put the seif in your eyes, it heals you better. Agrashi says, mikuchla eitz, shumachnes shishpaferis, v'naisim beina v'karim le'mokho, the thicker it is, the better it is for you. But once you're 40 years old, no matter how thick it is, it's not going to help you to make it better. It'll just keep your eyesight, it won't get worse. So the Mara Maisa, Rabbi Chanina Shchiva Lebrati, Rabbi Chanina's daughter was Nifta. When he heard that his daughter was Nifta, he didn't cry about it. He didn't cry over it. So his wife told him, Tanagulto afikas mi besecha, you act as if stam, you threw a chicken out of the house. Like you acted, you're not crying over your daughter's death, as if you don't cry when a chicken dies. Like she asked, how come you're not crying? Is it only like to you, like a chicken was dead, he was thrown out of the house? Oh my Lord. So he answered back, no, Avada has tremendous tsar. I lost out my daughter. Or betarti, you want two things bad to happen to me. Tichlo vivira, you want me like I felt bad now I lost my daughter, but you also want me to lose my eyesight. Shashi tichla v'ivra sheyichu bonim, I lose my children v'ivrayim hadima, and because of the tears I should become blind. So he didn't cry because he shouldn't have tears, that the tears should not make him blind. Sovlo zot gemara ki hod the yomar Reb Yechon, he holds like Reb Yechon. Mishum Reb Yosi ben Kitzarta, son of Kitzarta. The word sheish demoy is saying there are six type of cryings that you have tears. Sholish yofes, three crying of tears are good for you. Vishalish Royce, and three times that you cry, the tears are bad for you. Bad for you means takes away from your eyesight. Shel Oshin, if you're crying because smoke goes into your eye. Vishal Bechi, Rashi learns Mitoich Ovel with Sora. If you're crying because you have a veil or somebody died, or you have a lot of Tzoras, if that's the reason why you're crying, so those tears. Or else Vishal Beis Hakisei, Rashi learns Mitoich Yisurim. When you have to go to the Beis Hakisei, you have a lot of Yisurim and you have to go there. And that causes you to cry, so such tears, Royce. Those tears are bad for you, and it'll take away from your eyesight. Mashenken shel sam is when you put medicine into your eye, it makes you cry a little bit, it makes tears come, or else for self chayk. By laughter, you also cry, the tears come down. Vishel peris yafis, or else you smell a sharp peri. Rashi says, hagoyin reyach adol, like you smell like mustard, you smell a smell, a sharp smell that makes you cry, that's yafis. That's good for you. So now that's the reason why Rabbi Chanina did not want to cry when his daughter was made. Today he shouldn't lose his eyesight. His eyesight shouldn't get worse. Yeah, all right, stop here.